Hi, this is Portia coming to you with a mid-morning thought. I've been thinking for the last couple of days about permission, about why we feel the need to ask people if it's okay to do something, why we assume something isn't okay if we haven't been told explicitly that we can do it. I had an incident recently where I found myself being very hurt by something that someone did. Not intentionally, mind you, someone did something wonderful, but I had no idea that it could be done, and it took me a few minutes. I'd say maybe 45 minutes or an hour. I was just kind of disjointed about it. I was not upset. I was more, I didn't know that could be done. I would have done that. And then I had to ask myself why on earth I felt I needed permission before I did what was in my gut. For those who have followed my previous podcast know that I'm all about following your gut. Your intuition usually won't lie to you. Anything that you want to do out of a good, clean place, out of the goodness of your heart, when your spirit is called to do something that's for good and for positive, always go with it. That gut instinct, that thought, that idea that nags you and won't let you sleep is usually for you to do. It's usually your mission and your vision. And to quiet that is to do yourself and everyone around you a disservice. And yet, especially women, we're taught to ask permission first. We're taught that if the answer isn't an implicit yes, that it must be a no, and we can't do that. Once I had this realization yesterday, once I had this relearning on the topic of not asking permission, I called up a few friends. I called a few women in my life that I know are trailblazers, that are intelligent, that have great ideas, great motivation, and great things that they want to accomplish and that they work on. And I called them and I thanked them for doing this. I thanked them for being gutsy. I thanked them for doing the things that drove them. I thanked them for waking up in the morning and doing all these things because it takes an awful lot of courage. And I told them to keep going, to not let anybody stand in their way. Don't let anybody tell you no. I told them not to ask for permission from anybody. And that's what I wanted to say to you, listener, today. It is better to ask forgiveness than it is to ask permission. In our lives, we are only responsible for ourselves. Now, I know people will say, but Portia, I have a family, I have children, I have a job, I run a business. No. The vision of your life is your only responsibility. You might be raising children. You might have a spouse. You might have a management position at a job. You might run a business. Your guidance is necessary. Your attention is necessary. Your patience is necessary. But everyone's path is their own responsibility. Take responsibility for your own vision before someone else does it for you. Never become an actor in someone else's story when you can live your own. It is not worth it to be safe. Safety has never gotten anyone anywhere. None of our innovations, none of the things that we know now that are possible, would be possible if someone didn't take an inherent risk. Innovation is what's necessary. Looking at the things that we have now, even Facebook or Twitter or wherever it is that you're seeing this podcast, is possible because someone thought completely out of the box. You have to do that, whether it's with your family, with your own education, just in your community. It doesn't have to be a multi-billion dollar Facebook idea. It can be a what I'm feeding my family this week idea. It can be what I'm going to wear idea. It could be something that no one else will ever know about but you. But give yourself that permission. to innovate and to be creative because it's worth it. You are worth it. That's all the time I have for today. Make sure you visit me at my website, PortiaLColeman.com, the website, as well as my Pure Romance site, will be in the description bar. I will talk to you all on Monday.